Okay, so we'll say, I want to show you something. Parshas Vayakel Pekudei. We're going to do a Moab HaShemesh and a Kajuk Lover. Pasuk says, Vayavo Anoshim Al Anoshim Kol Divlei Vivir Choch Venezim V'tabas V'chumaz Kochli Zohav Kol Isha Shahinif Tenufa Zohav HaShem. So they brought Zohar Kesef Nechoshes. So the Medrash says on page 5, Zohar Ze Avraham, that Zohar is Kineged Avraham, She Nivchan Bekivshan Ha'esh, because he was tested in the Kivshan Ha'esh, right, in Ur Kasdim, right? The Chesef Ze Yitzchok, She Nitzraf Kekesef Al Gabi Amizbech. He was purified like silver is purified when he was on the Mizbeach. And the Choshes is Yaakov, Shenemar, Nichashti, Vayivach, Heine Hashem Glorecha. So the Mor B'Shemesh says that what is the Medrash trying to say? He says like this. Page 7. Top line. Yesh Lermos. Page 7. Yesh Lermos b'seder k'suvim ha'ilu. Shebetchil ha'viru t'nufa zod v'chakak t'chelus v'agomon v'chakak kesef v'choshus. Yesh lo makach. Nidvas ha'mishkan ha'yal chaper al'chet ha'egel. Right, the Mishkan is coming to be mechaper al cheta ego. Bnei tshuva tzorich lios kach. So tzorich odom l'sakein hakol mashak pogam b'midos. That tshuva is not only to do to mechaper on an action, but it's also midos, the inner emotions. Da'ina mashak pogam. Sometimes a person has improper ava. He has ava to improper things. Avos ros. Oh, yiros ros. Sometimes he has improper yira. He reveres and certain things. Oh, his paras ro. Or he's proud of improper things. Hainu gaiva in an improper way. Hakol tzarech l'sakim b'tshuva shleim. And Mishkan is tshuva. V'hainu l'echos b'midas Avram Avinu. So Avram Avinu is the mid of ava. But it's a Lev Hashem Be'emes, Shorash Ava. So he says Zav represents Ava, and that's the Midah of Avram Avinu. But you have to have proper Ava. You can't have Ava in an improper way. You have to have proper Ava. Chayim B'Yira. Tzarech Lechos B'Midas Yitzchok. Lira mi Hashem Yisbarach. V'chein his parus, the Tiferes, that's Yaakov, lechos midas Yaakov. Melech she'okes ha'odim ha'madregas ha'avos ha'kdoshim. M'mele magbiya kol avos ha'nefilim. V'yiras ha'nefilim, his parus ha'nefilim. Because all these things, ava, yira, and his parus could go in the right way or the wrong way. So that's part of the Medrash, says the Mor B'Shemesh, page 8. V'zeh ha'yop kavanas b'nei Yisrael b'nidvas ha'mishkan k'seder ha'madregos. Hinei b'izme Medrash parasha zu zav zer Avraham she'nivchan v'kivshan ha'esh k'zav. Just like the zav that says the biurim here, that you put the zav in the fire, you could see whether it's pure gold or not, or if it's fake. So that's what he says, that Avram was put in the Kivshan Ha'esh to see is it just like gold is put into the Kivshan to see is it pure or not. So Avram was put in the Kivshan to see is Avas Hashem really there. So when you're doing tshuva, you want to see, do you have proper avas Hashem? That's the Zov. That's the Avram. Kesev ze Yitzchak. Shenitzrof ki kesev al gabi ha-mizbeach, says the Biurim. Kesev ze Yitzchak, shenitzrof kesev, ki in a tziruf ha-matzino eitzel kesev. Kishe tziruf ha-kesev, v'nikyono mikol sigu psolus. That you purify the silver. Kei nitar Yitzchak v'nisala l'Hashem b'eishe nekar al gabi ha-mizbeach. So he was purified when he was put on the Mizbeach. And this way, we saw what kind of Yira he has. Proper Yira. It wasn't just Yira Chusa Yira Sa'onish, as he says in the Biur, but Yira Yilah. And the Chosh is a Yaakov Shenema Kirichashti. So it says, Zepherish Vayavo Anoshim Al Noshim Kol Divlei Viviu Kol Chli Zav Petchila Viviu Zav Lasakin Avos and the Filim, because that's the Zav, that's in the Kivshan, to show, that's Avram Avinu, to show that they have Rapa Ava Lasakin Shorosh Ava. Tchelis Agroma Tchelis is the Yira HaPchusa, is the Yira of Hashem, is the Melech who could punish you. And then Kesef Nechoshev is Loharim, Akol Midas Yitzchak, etc. etc. Okay. So basically, what I'd like to show you now, skip a little bit, is an unbelievable vort from the Kodesh Glover. And what excites me about the Kodesh Glover is he says a new teretz to an old kasha that the Shemi Shmuel talks about. I'm not going to have time now to discuss the full Shemi Shmuel, but yeah, first let's say it like this. Page 14 says, "Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe leimor b'yom haChodesh harishon becha v'chodesh tokim es Mishkan ol moed." Chodesh Nisan is when the Mishkan was finally erected. So there's a famous Chazal, the Yalkut Shimoni, on page 16, where it says, "Amar Chanina b'chofhei b'kislev nigmar melechas ha-mishkan." That the melechas ha-mishkan was, everything was really finished on chofhei kislev. Also mekupol ad echad benisim. And it was like folded up till Echad Benisan. And why did Hashem wait till Echad Benisan? Because he wanted Simchas HaMishkan V'chodesh Shenolad Bal Yitzchak. T'chsiv Lushi V'asi Ugos, that's the matzah of Pesach. So he says, V'ata Hifsid Kislev Shenigmar Bo HaMelechas HaMelocha Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Olai L'Shalim. So Kislev was slighted because the Mishkan was really already finished on Kislev, but no operations until Nisan. They didn't. All the things were already made, so they could have started the avod in the Mishkan and Kislev, but they folded it up and they only, even though it was all ready to go till Kislev, so it should be Chodesh Nisan with the Chodesh of Yitzchak Avinu. But Hashem says, I have to pay back Kislev. So Hashem paid them back Chanukas Chashmonoi, that when they rededicated the Mikdash and the Bayis Sheni in the time of Chashmonoi, it was in Kislev, and that was Chanukah. So what's the significance? There's a payback. What did Hashem try to show us? The fact that he postponed it. Balabatish, he postponed it. He wanted to do with Yitzchak. What's the Amkus Hadover? Then this is the Kodesh Glover asks, and then he discusses the page 17, the pasuk in Az Yosher Bnei Yisrael Es Hashira Hazoz LaShem VeYimru LeMor. So it's a very funny lashon, Az Yosher. You speak in the future, as Yosher. Usually you speak in the present or the past, as Yosher. So why is it from the perspective of the future? So Rashi says, ask Shara Hanes, Allah Belibol Sheyosher, Shira. That, in other words, it's talking about from the perspective of when they saw the Nes, they were thinking, oh, what should we do now? We'll sing. So they were speaking from the perspective of before they sang. They were thinking about it, and then they sung. So that's the Shem Shmuel's kasha. What is it? Of course, anything, or you hope that anything you do in life, you think about it first. But anything else in Chumash, when somebody did something, they don't speak about from the perspective of he was thinking about it before. You know, Vayikach at this, you know, you always speak that he did it. You don't speak about, the Torah never speaks about somebody who was thinking to do it, so we'll speak from the future tense. So so there's a whole nice explanation I like saying over from the Shem Shmuel. We're not going to say it over now, but the Kazer Glover is going to give a pshat. And furthermore, the Rashi on page 18 says another pshat Yoz Yoshir of a Midrash Amr Chazal Mikan Remez L'Tchias HaMesim Min HaTorah. So Remez L'Tchias HaMesim, that's in the future. Tchias HaMesim. So let's look at the Kazer Glover. The Kazer Glover always says beautiful things on page 21. So he says he is sold. He says he nay. Gemar melechas haMishkan hayah b'chafchei b'kislev. That the Mishkan was finished on chafchei b'kislev. Hashem itzbach tziva lahamtin ad echad b'nisan v'lamaze. V'nira dinei b'ramban sholchal olam kayemis. Right? And then he quotes az yoshir ola b'libo. So what's going on? So he says like this. He says, why is the Lashon Osir over here? He says like this. First word in the line is Biyarti. The Iker Koach Hashira Ba Machmas Shabiyosa B'Mitzrayim Lo Hayol Bahem Dil Toru. Right? In other words, the reason why they were able to sing Shira is because they were in Mitzrayim, nobody spoke Rechilus, because there was a big plan going on that they were going to ask to borrow people, the Mitzrim's clothing, and they weren't going to return it, so somebody could have spilled the beans and say, don't give it to him, he's not planning to return it, right? And that was the schar they get for working in Mitzrayim. So somebody could have spilled the beans. No one spilled the beans. So at that point, the fact that they held in, not to tattle on the others, they was zoicha that they should sing to Hashem, and they had a tremendous tshuka at that point to sing to Hashem, but they couldn't do it because in Mitzrayim, as the Arizal, famous Arizal, there was a golus hadibur. They couldn't properly express themselves. That's why Pesach is two words, the Arizal says. Pesach, your mouth speaks. Because Yetzias Mitzrayim is also a what? A gulas hadibur. Pesach. So then finally, when they were let out of Mitzrayim, they were able to, that all that pent-in desire to sing Shira, which already stemmed in Mitzrayim from the fact that they didn't, but they weren't able to, now it all came out. So that's pshat, why it speaks from the perspective of Osir, because the Shira was implanted in them when they were in Mitzrayim. They just couldn't express it yet because of the Golas Hadibur. And he says that Shira just came from years of what? A pent-up desire. And therefore, once it came out, it lasts la'olam, and therefore, you have a remez even to Tchias HaMesim in the Shira. Az Yashir. The remez of Tchias HaMesim, because anything that was pent up with a desire for such a long time, once it comes out, what? It's forever. So he says, that's pshat in the Mishkan. He says, imagine the Mishkan. They were waiting for this day. They were waiting for this day that they finally could serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Mishkan. And the day came. Chavei Kislev. It came. But they were told that no, you got to put everything on hold till Aleph Nisan. So imagine what feelings they had from Chavei Kislev till Aleph Nisan. A tremendous tshuka. A tremendous Islamus. But it was contained. That Islavus was contained. So you know what? Once something is contained and then it finally comes out, so Chav Hei Kislev lasts forever. Because Hanukkah is Chav Hei Kislev. Because Chav Hei Kislev is the time when the Hisorus came, that they wanted to service Hashem. That came. But they were held back. So it was bottled up in them. But when it finally comes out, it's forever. So Hashem wanted it to build up the tshuka. To build up the tshuka. So therefore it doesn't come out right away. To build up the tshuka. And that's why Chanukah, the Chav Hei Kislev of the Mishkan, goes forever. Goes this year, Chanukah. Next year, Chanukah. Forever. And then he says, Pshat, 2 lines in the bottom, page 20. Hinei harav HaKadosh harim migur. He gave Yisrael begolus elam kiyim rak mechanical purim. It says, Akim and golus is from Chanukah and Purim. What's Pshat? The of Chanukah canal. Because Chanukah was this tremendous tshuka to serve Hashem, which started from Chav Hei Kislev, from the time of the Mishkan. And it was bottled up, and they couldn't, until Nisan. So why did Hashem want that to bottle them up? Because he wanted something to be lasting forever. Machma zed nitzmach mitzad ha-gaguim shal Chav Hei Kislev, 21. She nishlam ha-mishkan. Mikokom mokom lo yochlu lasos ha-avoda. And he says, at Purim was the same thing. What happened at Purim? Second line, page 21. When was Purim? They started building Bayis Sheni with the permission of Koresh, Melech Paros. Right? It was put on hold. So that created a tremendous tshuka, because you're in the middle of the avoda, they had to stop. Imagine that. In the 70 years, they were Golos Bavel. Finally, Koresh says they can come and build the bais again. So they had tremendous gaguim. To build the bias again. And then, all of a sudden, they started building, and then it was put on hold. Imagine what the feelings were. But those feelings, hey, viula nes purim. Just like the feelings of Chav Hei Kislev, when they were, had it all built, and then it stopped. They couldn't do their avodah till Aleph Nisan. That created the tshuka, so too by Purim. And that's the tremendous ava of Kabbalah Sator Mepurim. Hakolay Asibus Acheshik VaGagurim Shabal Basibus Bitul Binyan Beis Hamikdash VaGagurim Elu VShecheshik Zel Omdim Lanu BeGolus. Kibo HaGagurim Shal Chofei BeKislev SheNishlam HaMishkan VeLo Horshu LaKimu LaAvod BaAvodoso Ki Reusu DeLiba Kazu BeTachlis Nekudis HaEmes Yevshar SheYela Bitul LaOlam. Because a tshuka, tremendous tshuka, will never be. That's why Chanukah and Purim, they keep us going. They keep us going. Tremendous tshuka. And I always like to say over the Sfas Emes, I heard this originally from Rabbi Olbam. He spoke once in Brooklyn. He said over Sfas Emes, I think from the Chiddush Arim, Shemadi Mpi Mori Vizkeni, Me'ashpos Yorim Evyon, page 22. What does that mean? What is an Evyon? An Evyon is a poor person. Why is he called an Evyon? Evyon means Loshen Ova, Rotza. Because he's Ta'ev L'chol Dover in the second paragraph. He needs everything. He's needy. So Ashmos Yorim Evyon, says the Sfas Emes here, a lot of times people have tshukas. But the tshukas are in the ashpa. What do they want? They want this type of fancy car and this type of... It's all things that are not important. They're mundane things. They're in the ashpa. So we say to Hashem, me ashpos yorim evyot, that a ritzonus should be muram, out of the ashpa. Out of the ashpa, into what? Into something that's meaningful. Something that's meaningful. We want to have a meaningful life. You know, people have desires for things that are insignificant, they're trivial, they're mundane. Me ashpos, from the ashpa, yorim evyot, naritzonus. So that was what the Mishkan is about. It's tshuva for cheta egel, but it dissolves a kesev nechoshetz. It's the ava, the yira, and the gaiva that has to be funneled in the right way. And it's also the halos haratzon, that the ratzonus that we had, that we were ready to build the mishkan, it's done, and we were told we can't do it now. They were ready to sing shira in Mitzrayim, but they can't do it now because it's still the golos hadibur. They're ready to build the Beis HaMikdash in the time of Purim, and they started, then they were put on hold. That shuka, that is paris, spills out. So Bez Hashem, her people have chukas and ritzonos. So we have to have tikkun midos and halos haratzon. We have to make sure that our goals and our desires are for healthy things, for wholesome things, things that are good for us, good for the klal, good for the prat. And that's what the Mishkan is teaching us. The zav, the kesef, and the choshes, or the ava, and the yira, and the hisparus, all in the proper fashion. And the Mishkan is that shuka to serve Hashem, which was put on hold, and then when it's finally released, it knows no bounds. Knows no bounds. And I think Rabbi Yaakov Haber told me once, Rabbi Lichtenstein, that's the Ava Rabba we say. Chemla Gedol of Seira. You know, it goes a tremendous Ava, it's an Ava Rabba. It's a tremendous chuka. And that's, there's Hashem. You see, when you get married, you have tremendous Ava towards somebody. And that should know no bounds. It should be something that's Kayim La'olam. And your avas haTorah should be no bounds, and avas habrios should know no bounds. Tremendous tshuka, ratzon, to do right things, to do wholesome things for yourselves and for the klal. That's binya mishkan, tikkun hamidos, v'halos haratzon. Yeah, Rabbi Harari says Rechutzim Vigilus Tain. It's not Boto Chanukah Purim. Rabbi Harari is saying that's a riot. The Chanukah Purim, even though all the other, like Rav Shechter pointed out, there was Vigilus Tain. It says all the, they had so many Yom Tovim and Zman Habayis, but once the Churban Habayis, they were all Boto. They don't have those holidays anymore. The Gemara says Rosh Hashanah except for Chanukah Purim. So Rav Shechter basically where Rosh Hashanah. So Rabbi Harari is tying it in to this idea. The Chanukah Purim is nitzchias because those things came from a tremendous tshuka, to a tremendous rasa. Maybe something to think about, but that's what we're talking about. Binyan Mishkan, Tikkun HaMidos, Halos HaRatzon.